raw sugar. From hair care to body wash to lotions and more. It's made with real ingredients for a raw clean that infuses your senses with raw joy. Made with cold-pressed extracts from clean, good-for-you ingredients, raw sugar refreshes your hair, body, and soul, lifting your spirit, boosting your energy, and making you feel like, well, your rawest self. Raw sugar. Available at your local Target.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. If you or someone you know would like to break free from an addiction to alcohol or cigarettes, our break free meditations can help. To learn more, please visit livinghour.org/breakfree. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Keep Happy by Eustace Miles, published in 1920. It is so easy to say to others, or to ourselves, keep happy. But how do we keep happy? Here are a few of many helps. People will sometimes ask, what about in trying circumstances? How can we keep happy in them, whether they be past, present, or future? Well, a good piece of general advice is to welcome the circumstances as you would welcome either a strong opponent or a contest handicap. That is, as a privilege and an occasion for bringing out one's best game. Then, turn your mind to blessings, or think of your own blessings, not only in the past, but also in the present. Think of all the conveniences of civilization. Contrast the hardships of a century ago, with no internet, no air conditioners, no washing machines, and frequent back-breaking labor. Think of today's blessings and keep happy. Think also of the blessings of friends or family. Anything is better than giving attention to your supposed injuries, hardships, and sorrows, and resenting or bemoaning them. When things seem to be amiss, then is the time to give all your thoughts an upward direction. Keep happy. Hold on to happiness. Not like grim death, but like irrepressible life. Remember that everything serves some useful purpose. And if you cannot keep happy, at least determine to discover some useful purpose. Then as soon as you can, come back to yourself and keep happy. This is the old and ever the new way. As Matterlink says, before we can bring happiness to others, we must first be happy ourselves. Nor will happiness abide within us, unless we confer it on others. If there be a smile upon our lips, those around us will soon smile too, and our happiness will become truer and deeper as we see that others are happy. Therefore, keep happy by helping others. We can help others by our thoughts, by wishing them to be well, happy and successful, or by imagining them to be well, happy and successful. We can help them by all our expressions, our words, our looks, our acts, and by our very abstinence from non-happiness. Remember to harbor no ill thoughts against other people or things, or against yourself. That is an important step in the right direction. Just as a hornet can be easily batted down as it leaves the nest, so we can beat down any undesirable thought of worry, failure, or resentment, so that it ceases to live and poison us or others. But still, this is negative. It is not positive and constructive. To keep happy, we must fill our glass drop by drop with the sparkling and fresh water of happiness. Then the dirty water will automatically trickle away, and who knows, perhaps somehow become a kind of mental fertilizer. To keep happy, we can use happy words. Words have a vast and often little appreciated power. Think how useless we would be with regards to our power of improving ourselves and helping others if we had no words. It would be easy to write a long book on this aspect of the art of happiness alone, but I must be content with just one idea. That is, we should speak with a cheerful voice and tone, as well as with a cheerful face. And instead of using words of ill omen such as miserable and cruel, we should prefer words that end rightly, such as unhappy and unkind, words that leave us with the right and happy notion. We would go far towards keeping happy if we also practiced appreciation. Think about it. We breathe fresh air, drink pure water, see glorious scenery or architecture, and so forth, often without even remotely appreciating its full value. For instance, of the water as refreshing us, satisfying us, helping our assimilation of nourishing food, and symbolizing much besides. Remember that it is far better to approach people, things, or circumstances in a welcoming spirit than in a spirit of discontent. Some individuals have a genius for seeing the funny side of so-called misfortunes, laughing when others would be crying over their bad luck. Several people I know have developed the art of making troubles almost blessings by catching at once the ludicrous aspect of the situation, going round to the other side and seeing things from a different perspective, and sometimes entering into the trouble by the gate of humor, they find that the trouble is not a torture chamber, but a factory of success and happiness. The right laugh and smile is an expression of real faith, and if persevered in, tends to bring the reality. And keep happy by imagination. How exhilarating it is to imagine oneself succeeding in one's favorite game, or in one's business, or art, or hobby. Such an imagination is far better than the memory of defeats, except insofar as the latter helps us to correct our faults. Lastly, let me offer one final suggestion. It is a good plan to make a point of writing down every day, in a notebook or on slips of paper, some special reason why you should keep happy. I've done this regularly with a friend of mine for many months, and we have exchanged our records. The following are a few of the many of our reasons. Keep happy. When happiness is present, the petty things of life fail to disturb and poison us. Keep happy. This means living in the higher part of the mind, where the air, light, and warmth are greater, and where all good things originate. Keep your thoughts in this happy region of yourself, and you will not only get the right ideas, the ideas that you really need, but you will draw other minds to that same level. Keep happy. The more you insist on, and persist in, keeping happy, the more you will realize and be convinced how absolutely and progressively beneficial happiness is. Keep happy, and the things that would in the ordinary way loom large and important and upset your peace and poise will either fade away into nothingness or else become obviously useful as training you to play the game of life. If we would be at our best, in body, mind, and spirit, we must be happy. Gloom and sorrow lessen our power to be our best and to do our best. Keep happy. There is nothing to be said against it, but there is everything to be said in favor of it. Keep happy. Happiness is as much a duty towards God, our neighbors, and ourselves, as is forgiveness, or kindness, or any other virtue. And happiness makes every other virtue easier and more pleasant. No matter how good a success system you follow, and however many excellent rules you may obey as to diet or exercise, the rule keep happy is a good addition to our daily regime. Keep happy. The happy spirit is a magnet and draws all that is most pleasant and profitable from all sources towards you to become yours. Keep happy, especially when you are inclined to be ill-tempered, depressed, or anxious. By doing so, your sight and perspective will change, and you will see the good in everyone and everything. Keep happy and give out happiness. When you give out happiness, you always receive more blessings than you give to others. Keep happy. Difficulties and troubles enlarge through unhappiness, which is their fertilizing manure. Keep happy. Whoever is happy tends to make all others happier and happier. To keep happy is true heroism, no less so than any random act of courage. Keep happy. Then every good quality within you will grow, flourish, multiply, and radiate.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save.